This is Scott Becker with the Scott Becker Business Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by someone I've known for almost 30 years, a brilliant business person, thinker, leader, and more, Mark Rossi. Mark, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Sure, Scott. Actually, thanks for having me, and I'll tell you a little bit about me, maybe some things that you don't know. So I'm going to start with a little bit of personal, just because life right now is such a mashup of personal and professional. I just want to note that probably what I'm most proud of is that I am both a husband and a father. Over 30 years of marriage, have three great kids, and spent most of my career, not all of it, but most of it in the Chicago area. So I've enjoyed 30 years in the financial and legal regulatory communication business, and that's where I got to meet you, Scott, many moons ago. And over that journey, I've held various executive management positions as well as business development positions throughout my career. I'm very varied, running distribution plants across the U.S. And on the other side of the aisle, managing global sales for a SaaS software due diligence product. So very different things, but I've had quite a lot of luck and a lot of opportunity to do a bunch of different things over that 30 years.
So I know you as one of, throughout my career, I've met a lot of different people, and you're one of the single most talented business development leaders, executives I've ever met. Magnificent mix of personal characteristics to go with discipline and intelligence. So literally makes you one of the great business development professionals I've ever had a chance to visit with. Take a moment and talk about sort of, you know, 3 to 4 pieces of advice that you would give to business leaders. What would you tell a business leader trying to develop a great career today?
Well, thank you for that. That's very, very kind of you. I'm certainly no Steve Jobs, but what I've learned has been very important to me and my business success. And I would say probably three qualities that I think maybe would sum that up. Number one would be agility. I like the saying that people make plans and God laughs. And so, you know, you kind of map out your life and what you think, you know, your talent is or what you're interested in or how you're going to do something. And things often change. We're living that right now. I mean, and you have to be able to pivot, you know, professionally. You have to have that ability to be able to kind of move on a dime, you know, see trend, how trends are coming, how, you know, what the trends are as far as people want to purchase goods and services, and you have to be contemporary in those things. So I would say agility would be certainly a good one. A second one that goes without saying, that's nothing new for anybody, would be integrity. But, you know, both from a personal standpoint and from a corporate standpoint, I mean, I personally believe reputation is everything. I've always liked Henry Ford's quote, which is, you can't build a reputation on what you're going to do. And from that, I've developed my personal quote, which is a little more simplistic, which is just, in the end, it's always better and easier to just do the right thing from the start. And normally the right thing is the hard thing in the beginning, but in the long run, it's the best thing. And that's, I think, the best way to, you know, build a following where people can, you know, depend on you and trust you. I think the third one would be humility. I mean, you know, don't ever get too impressed with yourself. A lot of short-term success can hide long-term defects. So you have to take an attitude that you're focused on growing. I've also learned that good advice can often come from unexpected people in even, you know, less desirable situations, but that's where you really learn. And you have to be open, listen to everybody, and you never know, you know, where you're going to kind of get a good life lesson and business lesson, and then that's something you take with you forever. So I'd say those are the three most, to me, they've been the three most important things in my career: agility, integrity, and humility.
But you're fantastic. I met you a long time ago when you were leading a financial printer. And one of the brilliance of what you're talking about, the agility and integrity and learning and changing, was you were probably the only financial printer and a really well-known one to be able to completely transition into the digital age and quite frankly, be more successful in the digital age than you were in the, you know, in the non-digital age, which is really an amazing transformation, sort of the opposite of sort of the Polaroid and Kodak and so forth. Take a moment and talk about, Mark, what you're doing today and sort of the big priorities you have for yourself today.
Okay, yeah, I think that's a really good point. I mean, most of my, you know, friends and colleagues, when the transformation went from print to digital, they kind of, you know, hung up, you know, their cleats. They said, you know, well, this isn't a good business anymore. This is too different. I'm not prepared for, you know, this business. And, you know, you're right. I looked at it as an opportunity. And actually the digital revolution as it affected, you know, compliance, regulatory, I mean, a lot of the things you're involved with in being, you know, an attorney, actually opened up a lot of doors and, you know, and also set the foundation for the company that I was with. I became an owner at that point. And, you know, we grew from, you know, $50 million to $800 million because we were able to offer a wider spectrum of services. So what I'm doing now, like my priorities are the next 3 to 6 months. So now I'm doing what I call my final act. I'm working for a talent consulting firm, which is a pivot, something different than I've done, before. And my goals at this new firm, the next 3 to 6 months are, one is a simple one. It's just to do the best job possible. Now that might seem really obvious, but my efforts right now are directing a lot of people that have been impacted by the pandemic, and so they've lost their job, and for a lot of people that is life's greatest difficulty, you know, to be out of work or to kind of be surprised by a reduction in force. So I want to do the best job with my new company, BPI, you know, because we really have the ability to help people find their next great opportunity. And right now, in, you know, today's world, sometimes that's just redeployment. You know, you find something in the same organization. Sometimes it's you have to upskill, you know, like we talked about going from print to digital. You know, you have to learn new skills. And sometimes it's just, you know, reskilling. Like you have to figure out what are my strengths over the years, what has made me successful, and what are adjacent businesses that I can apply that to. You know, I may not be able to work in the airline industry right now or the hospitality industry, but I have this skill set and that transfers well to these other industries that are being, you know, that are growing during this time. So that would be a big priority right now. The other thing is that we're at BPI, we're working on some leadership development programs now that are going to be a benefit for groups that have been more disproportionately impacted by the pandemic. So we've developed some specialty programs that are launched this year, and we've spent some money. We've done an acquisition as well in our leadership space where we have programs that address gaps in leadership, especially for women and underrepresented groups. So that's, again, as a final act, that's a very exciting area for me to be working in. So I'd say those are the two priorities right now.
Now, when you talk about, you know, you belie your age because you're still a kid, and you talk about final act, and the concept of final act is to me somewhat ludicrous because you're way too much energy and youth to be in a final act, but I'll let you get away with that for the moment, kind of, because I called you on it, so I guess really not, but I expect great success. I've only seen great success from you, and I know you have great success in this role. One more piece of advice. You and I both have children in that college age and evolving area in their 20s, what advice would you give to a young professional trying to grow a career?
So that is the hardest and I think the best question. So yes, I have three 20-somethings. They're all in the workforce. And I would love to direct them, but you know, the way it works a lot of times is that, you know, your children are more apt to listen to a neighbor or their yoga instructor that tells them what to do than their parents, you know, so that's always kind of a slippery slope. When I really wanted my kids to do something, I would tell my best friend and then he would tell them and then they would listen, you know, so there's kind of one way to get my point across. But that being said, I am extremely bullish on 20-year-olds in general, on that group, whether you want to call it, you know, the Gen Z, millennium, kind of overused terms, but I'm very bullish on our future leaders. What I see happening, the way that they think and the way they're approaching the world, I think it's a bright spot. I think today's youth, with their interest in the earth, equity, belonging, balance, I mean, I think they kind of have it figured out. Now they have to kind of approach, you know, the their personal life and their professional life with that attitude, but they have to do some things that are difficult, you know, like we all had to do and have to do. I think one of those things would be, in general, people have to listen more and talk less. I mean, I think this is really hard for most people. I mean, when I say listen, I mean truly listen and not be, you know, kind of thinking about what you're going to say next when someone else is talking. I think the art of listening has gotten lost, and I think the new generation has an opportunity to bring that back, because that's truly how you learn. I'd say that's one. Number two, I'd say the realization that success, however you define it, is really, it's a community. It's not like a one man or a one woman show. I think the younger generation gets that. And, you know, so for success, you need to surround yourself with people you respect, and especially people that may look at the world differently than you do. Because, you know, true leadership is really your ability to put together a highly functional team that has, you know, all different views. You really can't do it alone. And when I say functional, obviously, without an exception, there has to be trust and respect, you know, in that team. But I'd say, you know, that would be number two, that building a community and that success is rarely based on one person. I think three would be, and what I've learned the most in my role, especially over the years in managing large business development sales forces, would be you have to learn to think like the people you serve. You know, we have this world that's really, you can simplistically divide it into there's people, there's process, and there's technology. And when you put that all together, you know, you have your business offering in some form. People will always be the most important part of that equation. So you have to think like you're the people you serve. You have to think like your addressable market, because that's the only way to be success is to be a trusted advisor and to understand what their pain is, or maybe they don't, maybe, you know, they're good. And then, you know, it's not a fit right now for you to help that person. So I think that's key. A few other things would be, you know, no matter what, you have to work hard. You have to approach your life with a certain amount of grit. You know, you have to be a builder, not a naysayer. You have to be an optimist. I mean, optimistic people are happier. And then, you know, you have to be authentic. You have to be true to yourself. You have to, you know, figure out, you know, what feels good to you, what you want to do. You know, if you like your job, you know, obviously it doesn't feel like a job every day. If you're living for the weekend, I would question what you're doing.
No, I think it's great, great advice. And I'll do you this favor. I'll give the same advice to your kids if you'll give the same advice to my kids. And maybe between the two of us, we'll get through to them and so forth. But I think what you've really said is that, and I agree with this 100%, the younger generation, there's less clarity about careers because it's not so simple. The world's changing so much, but they seem better prepared in so many ways than we do, which is so many different sort of computer and agile type skills that you had mentioned earlier in your advice and perspective that I think you're right. I'm highly confident in our younger generation, certainly to do great things and to succeed. Mark Rossi, what a pleasure to visit with you. I want to thank you for joining the Scott Becker Business Podcast today. As always, you are terrific. Thank you very much.
Scott, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.